Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. Before we get into today's show, I've got a quick announcement about the Multi-Unit Franchising Conference happening in 2 weeks, August 31st through September 3rd at Caesars Palace in Vegas. If you're a multi-unit franchisee or would like to be, you really should be at this show and talk to the best brands about the best opportunities to diversify your business. Plus, they're going to have keynotes from Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank and astronaut Captain Scott Kelly. You can register today at multiunitfranchisingconference.com. And stick around. At the end of the show today, I'm going to have info for you for an invitation to our VIP cocktail party. So please stick around for that. Okay, once again, I am joined by Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Jack, how are you today?
I am doing great. Can't wait to hear about the latest Facebook update you're about to lay on us. Folks, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we're bringing you a new tip each week directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on Earth. Mike, you have something new that Facebook just rolled out a couple of weeks ago called Bulletin. I have not heard about this, so I am standing by to take this all in. What is this thing?
Yeah, so obviously, full disclosure, it's still in beta. So there's some things that people can and can't do that others may be able to do or not. But ultimately, Facebook has been for at least the last couple of years trying to create new ways or give people more ways to interact with content and thought leaders and all these different things other than just following them on Facebook and reading their posts, right? That's what we've gotten these audio rooms, and you've gotten stories and all these various things that they've seen competitors do that have worked. But with Bulletin, they've actually, in my mind, gone a little old school, back to the days of like Tumblr and Mashable, and when all of those things were like taking off and getting big. Facebook technically calls it a newsletter platform.
Wow, I love that name, newsletter. It takes me back to, you know, getting the church newsletter when you were a kid, right? That somebody typed out and photocopied and sent out to everybody.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. And that's kind of like the idea behind it. You know, when I first heard newsletter, I thought, oh my gosh, they're about to, you know, go after, you know, Constant Contact and MailChimp and all these big guys. And I was like, man, this is going to be a big deal. And then when I got in and started playing with it in the beta, it's actually a lot cooler. And it made me kind of reminisce. Like, I remember, you know, being in like early college and even, I guess, a little further than that, late college, I guess. But following some like authors that I really liked on their Tumblr blogs and stuff, and just reading kind of what they were thinking through and stories they were telling and interactions and stuff that they were having. And so like it reminds me a lot of that, where they found what I would say is like, you know, knowledge experts or great storytellers, different things like that. And they've said like, man, just tell us what you're passionate about and like, let's write a column, right? So it's almost like a blog, but it's more like what Tumblr used to be, where it was almost like this RSS, like, you know, there's going to be constant updates coming to this thing, and you're going to be getting stories on a topic or information on, you know, research that's happening, or, you know, it's almost like even maybe like a little mini book series, right? Like I remember a lot of authors used to do like short story type things where it would be like five or six posts over a few weeks. And that's really the feel I get when I hit Bulletin. And the reason I think that's so interesting is when Bulletin really opens up, I think there's going to be a huge opportunity for a couple of people in franchising to really contribute to helping educate, right? Like, I think one of the things that's been a consistent message at IFA for the last at least 5-6 years is that even within our own franchise community, franchisees understand it more, but like employees of our franchisees, they just don't understand the franchise model, right? I think Facebook at some level doesn't even understand the franchise model, which is why we've gotten into some of the conversations we've had about.
They don't understand it. The media doesn't understand it, and the government sure as hell doesn't understand it. So your typical frontline worker, how on earth can we expect them to understand it? But yeah, I see where you're going here. Maybe there is some educational content that could actually help people who work as part of a big system somewhere.
Yeah. And I think that there's opportunity to tell success stories, right. Of people that started working, we hear them all the time when we go to conferences, right. Like I started by, cleaning tables at Chick-fil-A and now I own, I don't know if owns the right word there, but I managed to run a Chick-fil-A, right? Like you hear those stories all the time in franchising. So this is the right kind of place to tell those stories and to educate people on the positives of franchising. But then I also think there's a level of like doing that within your own organization too, right? Like, so when we think about franchise development and things like that, like this would actually give people a really good story to, or a really good platform to tell stories about, man, my business started in my garage and now we have 1,400 locations around the United States. And let me tell you that story of what that looks like of me starting this thing and why I did it. And then, where we're at now. And let me tell you some stories about our brand and the people within our organization and some of these awesome franchisees. And so like, I really feel like there's an awesome opportunity here that's coming for these franchises to really, I would use the word sell, right?
Yeah.
To sell themselves to people, but it's more than that. It's telling the story the way the franchise wants to tell the story, in a way where people can easily digest it, right? If I'm interested in buying franchise XYZ and I can read from the perspective of the president, the owner, whoever it is that gets tapped to do this and like understand like where they came from and why they started and what their why is, right? Like why are they doing what they do every day? And then, buying into reading some of the success stories and, the way they're helping people, the nonprofits that they're working with, like that gives me a lot more confidence, and the reason I think that way is because, we talked about it at one of the last FranDev conferences before everything went remote, but how much research people are doing before they'll let the franchise actually talk to them now, right?
Yeah. And I think that's where you're getting here too, is right now, all of that same kind of content it doesn't always, because people have pretty terrible websites out there, but it can live on the franchise development website. Good stories about, how the company was founded and what the core values are, and my favorite, here's a little video of the day in the life of one of our franchisees, and this is what your life could look like, right? All of that great content that's currently living maybe on a blog page, on a website, maybe it's somewhere else, but it feels like that's where this bulletin program from Facebook could be going, kind of replacing that blog, either internal or external, for candidates to see. All of that kind of content could be on a Facebook app. And I think overall, that means more people are going to see it, because there's a lot of people who just don't go to blogs anymore.
Well, and I think it's a better delivery mechanism, right? There's a level of like, if I'm researching to buy into a brand, sure, I'm going to spend some time on their website and I'm looking at financials and I'm looking at, all these various things that I can get from their website. But like, if I really want to get to know the brand, like I want to hear from the people, right? That's why you almost never hear of a person signing a franchise agreement and not wanting to talk to at least, you know, 5 or 6 different franchisees or go visit with some of them or something like that. That's why Discovery Days became what Discovery Days were. And so there's this level of people, you can almost create that environment here and give people that opportunity to virtually meet some of these people whose stories that you want to get out there. And I think there's a big opportunity for that. And then, just from a marketing standpoint, some people that are in franchise marketing, like I think there's an opportunity for somebody to champion that side of the business, not just for their organization. Sure, that would be great. But for franchising as a whole, just, being able to talk through like, you know, hey, the way you market for a franchise is not the way that you market for, you know, even if it's a corporate owned multi-location kind of thing, it's not the same thing. And there's some cool things that I think you could even do from like a marketing expert perspective. I love kind of the way that they're doing this. I love the way people are going to consume this content. You can subscribe to it. So, you can get updates when new publications come out and all that kind of stuff. And so I think there's just a really great mechanism for delivery here. And when they open this up to, taking on other creators and things like that, I really think there's going to be an opportunity for a brand that's forward thinking to really hop on this space and do some pretty cool things and get their message out there. So
that sounds really exciting. And I know it's in beta. I know, there are a few folks like you just testing it right now. Do you have any kind of feeling for a timeline? Is this something that most brands might be able to get their hands on yet this year, or does this look like a 2022 thing?
Yeah, I would say we're still a few months out from them opening up, to all creators everywhere kind of thing. Right. But I would just encourage people, like if you do have access, which I think everybody can get access right now, to at least read the bulletins that exist out there right now. Yeah. I would just encourage you, like, just go find a couple and get a feel for how the process works. Because if you're already consuming and you understand like what the cadence is and the way these hand selected people by Facebook are producing and what Facebook is seeing that's making them successful in this, I think if you can start being a consumer of this type of content, it's going to really help you when you become a producer of this kind of content. So I would say, like, go on there, find 3 or 4 of these things that look good. I mean, there's literally probably, 20 or 30 of them up right now, maybe a couple less than that, but like 20 to 30, various topics, different writers, different styles. Go check a few of them out and just get a good feel for what's happening and prepare yourself to be able to produce this kind of content.
Excellent. And along the way, we will keep you updated with what comes out of Facebook Bulletin. And if you have questions for us and maybe how Mike and I could help you once you get to that point, please drop us a line at socialjoey.com. And before we go, a quick word. I mentioned the multi-unit franchising conference at the top of the show. I did want to mention, too, that if you're a multi-unit franchise owner, please drop me a private message on Facebook or LinkedIn or a comment on the website. I would love to invite you to a little VIP party that the Social Geek Crew is co-hosting with our friends at Celebri School and Kent Franchise Law. That's happening on Wednesday, September 1st, and we hope to see you there. We love talking to multi-unit owners. More and more, they're the backbone of this entire industry. And thanks to everyone for listening to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.